This episode is brought to you by Prayer for You. Text 7 with your credit card number and prayer request. We will fervently pray for you and will charge your card daily until you reply stop 7 times 70 times. It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 177.
Your body can bring ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, clean comedy. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And thank you for joining us on this very heavenly episode.
Joining us back.
Yeah. It's got lots of sevens in it, which makes it good if you're into numerology.
Only 2/3 of the numbers in the episode number are sevens.
Yeah, but that's 2/3. And thirds, there are a lot of thirds.
We are 600 episodes away from the one that you're thinking of that will be so special.
Well, yeah.
600 episodes.
Imagine where we will be in 600 episodes. We'll be telling the same stories over and over every episode then.
Can you podcast from nursing homes?
I think by then, maybe, because nursing homes... Do nursing homes have Wi-Fi?
Not yet. Wait. Okay, so if we... We may be selling ourselves a little short here. 600 episodes, even if we take 10 weeks off a year, is only 14 years. Hopefully we're not going to be in nursing homes in 14. Am I wrong? 600 divided by 42?
Right. Yeah.
You're not supposed to do math on podcasts, but we are.
You are. Yeah. I'm just agreeing for the sake of agreeing.
It's a little over 14 years, so let's hope that we're not in nursing homes by then.
Well, I know I'm planning to stay out of nursing homes. But I do have something to share with you that doesn't quite involve nursing homes, but it does involve the sick. So speaking of segues, let's have one right now. Funny stuff from the last week.
That was your worst segue ever. You're like, what's, are you sick? Your segues are so good, but that one was a little sick.
Speaking of sick, I'm going to share a story about Jenny was sick recently, my beautiful wife. I don't have an ugly wife somewhere else in like Studio C or anything like that. I only have
perfectly
one wife.
Perfectly healthy, but ugly.
But Jenny was sick recently and ate something bad or whatever. And we went to bed, bumped our head, went to bed, didn't wake up till morning.
Oh, dear. Now,
in the middle of the night, like after I'd fallen asleep, I was in REM sleep. That's what my phone said and shows me this little graph to show me when I'm in REM sleep.
It can't know whether you're in REM sleep. It can know a little bit. It's guessing.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I was in some kind of deep sleep. And then Jenny woke me up needing something because she was feeling really bad. And here I am, the hero husband that I am.
Is that your official title? Hero husband? Is that what you are? Like, you're not just... Some people are just husbands. You're a hero husband.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't realize.
She wanted me to make this stuff for her that basically looks like poison. It's okay. And it sounds like poison, too. It's a charcoal... slurry, not a slurpee, a slurry.
Well, a charcoal slurpee would not sell very well, I don't think. This maybe is... parents whose kids are bad at Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what this drink looks like because it's made with charcoal, activated charcoal, which I guess means it's been registered. You get a year free updates. You have to renew the license after a year, something like that. But this activated charcoal is supposed to help the stomach settle a little bit better and absorb certain things. Like one guy even drank poison and then drank activated charcoal and showed that he lived.
Activated charcoal.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's a powder. It's very, very fine. And I was following this recipe for this charcoal slurry, not a chocolate slurpee.
And you said, charcoal powder, you so fine?
The stuff turned out completely black. Like the water was completely black, and that's not a racist comment either.
Jeez. What is happening? Okay.
So there is this drink that she's supposed to drink.
Yeah.
And it's pitch black. No light whatsoever is coming out of this drink. It looks like... No,
well, okay. Does light normally come out of your drinks? Because if so, that may explain the third arm that you've grown off your shoulder.
Well, there was this Mountain Dew this one time.
And the way you glow in the dark.
But this slurry was solid black, and I was expecting it to taste like if you pulled a piece of charcoal out of the grill and chewed on it. That's why I was expecting it to taste.
Do you know
like
how that tastes?
No, I don't. And I don't know how this stuff tasted either. Oh, okay. Because the hero husband that I am, that I wanted to save the whole portion for my wife that she needed. And she had to drink this stuff. And the instructions said, drink a full glass. Okay. Actually, it said a glass and a half, but I was being a little bit merciful. Drink a full glass and then 2 glasses of additional water. So she has to drink 3 glasses total of water with this stuff.
Good grief. Did it say how large the glasses should be? Because that can be a big difference.
Yeah, that could be. And it didn't say. It just said glasses.
Like, well, I'm using my 20-ouncer.
It's even more ambiguous than cups.
Yeah.
Which, that's a separate story.
Yeah.
But I take this stuff to her, and she asked for it.
She asked for it.
And I hope you're not thinking of the scripture verse where it talks about heaping coals on your enemy's head, because I didn't heap this black charcoal stuff on her head.
Grind it into a fine powder, put it in a drink, and heap it on their stomachs instead.
So she's supposed to drink this stuff and drink it down whole. So I give it to her, and she starts to drink it, and she's not feeling well. She's bowing down to the porcelain goddess almost, but not quite offering sacrifices yet, if you know what I mean.
Okay, wow.
And so
that's quite a way to put it.
She has to drink this, and I have no idea what this stuff tastes like, but in the recipe and instructions, it said that you may have a difficult time getting children to drink this if they have had some kind of poisonous stuff. And so it suggested certain things like an eyedropper and shooting it into the back of their throats or certain things like that. I thought, man, this is going to be torture for Jenny. So while I'm having her drink this, and I keep telling her, you need to drink this, make sure you drink this all. And after you finish this, then you're supposed to have some water. I'm thinking of slight, maybe possible spoiler coming. I'm thinking of Harry Potter with Dumbledore here, where there's a spot where Harry Potter has to force Dumbledore to drink this stuff. And that's what I'm thinking of while I'm getting Jenny to drink this.
So now you're a hero husband and you're Harry Potter.
And I'm a powerful wizard.
Right.
And ow, my scar hurts.
Okay.
That's a Harry Potter joke.
I know.
Okay.
I'm a little bit literal tonight, I think, because I was looking at your forehead. I was like, nope.
This
no scar.
This stuff is supposed to settle her stomach, absorb whatever yucky stuff is in there that's making her feel sick. It's not supposed to induce vomiting. But shortly after drinking this, she did start offering sacrifices to the porcelain goddess.
Oh.
And it was really weird. And this, it wasn't really gross. Like, vomit, you know, usually looks horrible and it smells horrible. But this vomit actually didn't. I'm not saying it smelled like roses and things like that. No, I don't. I've been married long enough to know that my wife's vomit doesn't smell like roses.
As long as you don't tell us what it tasted like.
Well, I didn't try that, but
good.
I'm not a dog.
If you had tried the charcoal stuff, I would be worried, because it would sound like you've tried everything. But there are the two things I've asked you about, or you've referenced, and you haven't tried them. So I was pretty confident you hadn't tried this either.
Mm. But when she started offering her sacrifices, it looked really kind of weird and fascinating at the same time.
Did you take a picture?
Because, no.
Oh.
I should have. Maybe I should have.
Video?
I'm trying to be more active on Instagram now that I got...
How about Vine?
...my name on Instagram.
You could have put a little looping video of of said activities.
Well, so she goes and she, you know, vomits.
Oh, thank you.
But
thank you. I thought that was French. That's how you speak French.
remember, she just drank this half a glass of this stuff that's pitch black. So everything that came out of her was pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like some science fiction thing.
Okay, I'm going to find the clip. We're going to put it in the show notes. And it's not going to be of Jenny, but it's going to be of what I'm thinking of right now. It's very similar.
There were no chunks.
Good.
No bad smells or anything.
I'm starting
like
to feel
that.
Very good about this vomit.
It was just this solid black stuff. And I'm thinking of the movie The X-Files, where there's the black tar. I thought, like, this is the opposite of the black tar.
Oh.
This is, it's coming out now.
So it's not the skin of evil.
Right.
Mm.
It's something else. It's the essence of evil.
Coming out of Jenny.
But I was the one that put it in there.
Oh, well.
Because I'm the hero husband.
And she immediately rejected it because it was darkness and no.
Yeah, so the darkness left her.
Well, good.
It, like, not quite like a frog. That's a biblical reference there, but it, it did leave her. And it was... you know what? I'm going to take this moment to tell you something.
Oh.
Our doorbell just rang and the dog barked, but this reminds me of a story.
Well, good.
So we're going to use this little thing instead of editing it out.
No one's yelling, cut. Keep rolling.
I hate answering the door. I don't like to answer
me
it.
Me too.
I don't want the interruption of answering it.
Yes.
So I've come up with this new thing because Jenny really wants me to answer the door. And our dog really wants me to answer the door too.
I agree that answering the door is probably a good neighborhood etiquette.
It is, but usually it's not my neighbors. But I've come up with this thing that because Jenny wants me to answer the door, I've come up with a little script that I can say when I go out the door. And that could be something like, I'll open the door. Now, I don't answer the door during business hours. That's just a hard rule. Tough. Oh. If someone needs me, tough. Sorry. I don't answer it.
Tough.
But if it's after business hours, Jenny wants me to answer it. So I've come up with a script. And that is, I'll walk out and I'll say, I don't sign things. I don't buy things. And I'm not interested in worshiping any other god. You have 15 seconds to convince me of any of these things otherwise.
Oh my gosh, that's harsh. I hate answering the door because I'm too nice.
But it could be a great marketing experience for them because it's suddenly like, whoa, how can I convince this person in 15 seconds to give me more time?
So you're helping them.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you should walk out and say, see this button I'm holding? It's attached to the explosives under your feet. If you walk away without convincing me why I should let you go. then you'll really put the pressure on and you'll really help their career because they will just absolutely give the best elevator pitch of their lives as if their lives depended on it.
Mm.
And then you toss them the button and they freak out and they're like, oh, and then it's a movie. I don't know
and
how.
What's a movie? The button is a movie?
No, their life.
Oh.
You've made them such a good salesman or woman that now their movie, their life can become a movie. Things escalate quickly in my head.
They do.
Apparently, this might have something to do with having watched 24 recently. Apparently, my mind is in a sort of violent kind of cinematic
I'm Jack
mode.
Bauer, and this is the worst Jack Bauer voice of my life.
Side reference, and not an endorsement of 24. But those who've watched 24 or are watching it, have you noticed that 50% of the lines
too
in the
numbers
script are the words Jack and or Bauer? That is most of what is said in the TV series 24, but I digress.
I'm not surprised. It should just be called the Jack Bauer series. Speaking of your mind, by the way, do you have anything in it that you liked to share?
There is something that is always in my mind. As you know, if you've listened to the show, or especially if you've come live to hear the show on Wednesday nights, noodle.mx/live.
6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, GMT-4.
Thank you. Frozen. Always in there. Always in there. But I am not the only one. I am not the only one at all. And guess what I have for you?
You have... I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's a Frozen video?
It is.
No.
But it is.
Way.
You know, this has been going on for quite some time. And I think this one is particularly appropriate. Even if you are screaming, not again, don't just keep listening.
Wait till you hear.
You'll like this one.
Wait till you hear what I have to share probably next time for a Frozen reference. But here is your video. It's got a fireplace.
Isn't it lovely?
It all began a few months ago. Just a movie, so it seemed. My wife and kids now sing this song, morning, nights, and in between. I even sang along once or twice, a thousand times. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. It's in my head, it's in my dreams. This freaking song is haunting me. I've had enough, this has to stop. Please make it stop. Let it go, let it go. Can't hear it one more time. Let it go, let it go. Think I'm gonna lose my mind. I don't care what my kids will say. Let the song be gone. I just can't take it another day.
And there's more after that, so go listen to the show notes. Go listen to the show notes. Go to the show notes for the link.
CleanComedyPodcast.com/177. This will be every dad's theme song from now on.
It kind of, I mean, haven't you had those moments? And I don't know, maybe people can relate to this. Write in and tell us, or call in and tell us. These songs are so in your head that you might even just really be sick of them, and you just keep singing everything. Now, I don't just sing the songs, as some people have heard. I will sing about kind of everything to the tune of one of the songs from Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Or another.
It's meant to be a song about life.
Even when I'm tired, even when all I can get out is one line, out it comes, and I'm just like, no, stop. But I can't. And then I start singing Let It Go, because it's kind of about letting it go. And it's like it feeds itself. It's a monster that feeds itself and feeds on itself. I just called Frozen a monster.
Speaking of feeding the monster, thank you to our first Patreon contributor. We're now earning $1 per episode. Reminds me, if you've ever been in California, I don't know if this is just a California thing or a Mexican thing. I'm not racist. I know many people who aren't racist either. In California,
some of my best friends aren't racist.
They would have this thing that was called a swap meet. It was some kind of like trade show event, not trade show even. It was just stuff. A flea market sort of thing.
I was going to say, that sounds like a flea market.
And there'd be this guy who would yell, $1, $1, $1, $1.
How boring.
Yeah, he would do that all day long.
Say something else.
But that is now what we're earning for the ramen noodle. We have $1 per episode over on Patreon. Thank you so much to our contributor over there.
Thank you.
If you would like to be a contributor to our podcast on Patreon, we would really appreciate it. And the way that you do this is you can really contribute any amount that you want per episode. Like, it could be 25 cents, it could be a dollar, it could be $20, $25, whatever amount that you want. And we've got some certain preset levels over there. And we would love it if you would take part in it. This with us and be a patron to our Patreon campaign by going to patreon.com. It's kind of like patron, but with an E stuck in there just for good measure, since all of the other web companies out there are missing their E's. This one got an extra one.
I haven't even gotten used to this word yet.
It's patreon.com/theramennoodle. And like, one of the cool things that we'll do if we reach a high enough level per episode is that we'll do a monthly video episode, not just the live streaming thing, but we'll actually have a specialized video where you get to see the fronts of our faces instead of the sides of our heads.
What if that scares people away?
Well, then don't Patreon.
Yeah.
Or Patreon before we get to that level, so you can say that you didn't, or after we get, so you just contribute to, I don't know, just Patreon anyway.
If you don't want to see us, we don't want your money. Wait, I came out wrong.
But we would quote, love, unquote, you for doing this. Oh, so please check it out over at patreon.com/theramennoodle. And I'll also have a link in the show notes. Speaking of quotation marks, something I want to share with you is a list of items that are badly used quotation marks.
I love lists. And I love crazy.
Now, disclaimer, this full list that I will link to separately from the site has some that are a little bit off color, but...
quote, off color, unquote.
Has, quote, some, unquote, that are yes, partially off color. These things, I remember the one that sticks out most to me and that I've seen myself was...
to quote me, unquote.
Was on a internet service provider site where it wanted you to click on this map to select where you lived, and it put the word click in quotation marks. So click the map.
Well, that's almost right.
Almost, but well,
if you're being extremely literal, that's almost right.
Here are some of these, and I'll have these links in the show notes for episode number 177. You quote matter, unquote, to us. Here is another one. Quote, new, quote, underwear. 50 cents each.
At least, that's almost like new asterisk. And then the asterisk is, well, slightly used. Or gently used.
Here's a vending machine with a company on the top, Toyota and Scion, says, quote, cares about you, unquote. Or a security guard post has the words security guard in quotation marks.
Well, yeah, that's dumb.
Well, here's another one.
It'd be funnier if it were just security, end quote.
If you are, quote, pregnant,
oh, unquote, my,
please inform the technician.
Which could mean anything in that case. I could say that I'm pregnant with ideas, but that would be stupid.
Oh, yeah. True. Employees must, quote, wash hands, unquote.
Which is that loophole they need to do that with spit.
This one's a little embarrassing.
Oh, dear.
Well, because it's religious in nature, but it's okay. Some of my closest friends are religious in nature. Oh, Westminster Service Center. Motor vehicle engineers, quote, with integrity, unquote. Here is another one that says, it's a construction working sign sitting up on the floor that says, caution, quote, men, quote, working.
Oh, well.
And smart lipo.
Smart lipo.
By a, quote, real, unquote, plastic surgeon. These are not being made up.
Wow.
Day old, quote, bread, unquote.
Well, it's day old something that's like bread.
Or, quote, catfish, unquote. In a buffet line. So it
should just say imitation? Instead of imitation crab meat, you could just say, quote, crab meat.
Here's a bumper sticker that says, I support the toughest cop, quote, alive, unquote.
Whoa, zombie cops.
And we have this list that, like I said, some of them are a little, quote, off color, unquote. Because really that does work because they're not like, well, actually the white balance is a little bit off on some of these too. But if you want to check these out, they're in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/177. I'm sure you will, quote, love it. And quote, until the rest of this podcast, it's going to be a quotation.
Yes. Yes, the whole thing is quote.
I got this message. This is from a church bulletin board service. Now, it's no quotation marks in this or anything like that. But it is something that is for sale. And actually, it's not for sale. It's a couch that's being given away for free. And the bulletin board said, go to this website for more information.
Okay.
So I go to this website and we have a link to this in the notes. And this couch is branded with a like 1970s, very nicely designed though, 1970s design that says, it could be yours with some guy that looks like he's also from the 1970s. Probably is.
Very well preserved.
The couch is probably also from the 1970s.
Oh,
and
look at that.
The descriptions say things like old world craftsmanship, circa 2001, comfy nap worthy cushioning.
Yeah.
And space age microfiber upholstery, clean for the most part, considering it's been through two kids. It's actually been through them.
Well, kids will swallow anything, but you can usually get it back.
After a few days.
This couch used to be white.
Priced right at $0, or garage sale prices, if you insist, you must be able to come get it. I may start losing friends if I borrow another truck. But wait, there's more. Order today and receive the two accent pillows at no cost.
Oh.
This is
I wonder
available.
What accent they are. Are they French?
Oh.
English?
Oh, I'd be concerned about French.
German?
Because there'd be French on the couch.
Mm,
all over the couch.
Awkward.
At least in the corners. So we'll have some screenshots of that in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/177 so you can check it out and enjoy all of this stuff. Next week.
Next week on the Ramen Noodle.
Help, help, I'm drowning!
In black tar.
Yes. Maybe. That's coming next week.
Next week, I have the Frozen parody to end all Frozen parodies.
I thought that's the one that I just shared.
No.
Because that one is like, no, not another day.
No, that was a James Bond movie. After this, there might not be a need for any other Frozen parodies.
Okay, that is a high, high expectation you have set, my friend.
It is, and I hope that the content will live up to it.
Is it going to kill us?
It might. It might kill someone out there. So that will be in episode 178 of The Ramen Noodle. You'll have to come back for that.
Oh, I will.
Now, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast in iTunes over at cleancomedypodcast.com. You can also subscribe in many other apps and devices that are out there, but especially if you use iTunes, please write a review for us. That really encourages us, and it helps other people find the podcast, because if you haven't noticed, there aren't many clean comedy podcasts out there. So there are basically just
dirty.
Two.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dirty comedy podcasts, because those are out there.
Yeah, there are a lot out there, but there are basically just two out there that are still running, and one of them is kind of a zombie podcast, because it's back from the dead. It's the
Ooh.
Undead.
Ooh,
or actually, it's the resurrected. Nobody's what? Listening.
Oh, right. I knew that.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back, zombies.
But please write a review for us, and we'd really appreciate that. You can get that link over at cleancomedypodcast.com, and the links and videos that we mentioned in this episode over in the show notes for number 177. Please send us your funny stuff. We've got some funny stuff that we still need to get to from you guys, but send us more stuff. Email it to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. Or you can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device and send a voice message right through the website using this whole cool thing called technology. And follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Whenever I say nominated, my brain always wants to say and scream out in my mind, Namana, yes.
Namana.